everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm very excited to have today's guest here. Gretchen Gegg is a certified life coach. Through one-on-one sessions, small groups, and do-it-yourself online courses, she specializes in working with moms who feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and ready to quit. From fitness to finance, parenting to emotions, and everything else, she empowers women to create the life of their dreams. Gretchen really believes in the power of life coaching because she has lived it. Through coaching, she was able to leave a steady full-time job in education and launch herself as a successful mompreneur. So, Gretchen, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
I'm so happy to be here.
I am thrilled to have you because you know what? You and I have been doing some talking and I want to take the gloves off and really talk about what life coaching is because I think people have a big misconception as to what a life coach really does. So take it away.
Yeah. So actually that is, I either usually get, when I start talking about life coaching, I get one of two things. I either get kind of a blank stare, which tells me they don't know what it is, or just straight up the question, like, what is life coaching? Because a lot of people, they either haven't heard of it or they've seen it like the Hollywood version of it on TV. And what life coaching really and truly is it's like, I like to say it's like the next step of counseling. Not that you need counseling and therapy to have a life coach, but you should always be in a place to move further. And sometimes when we get stuck in this counseling and therapy cycle after like all of our big issues and our diagnoses have been fixed and we're ready to move on, we get kind of stuck right there. We get stuck in this trap of complaining about what happened. You said gloves off, right?
Yep.
So we get stuck in this trap of complaining about what happened and dwelling back there in all of our past stuff, and we don't know how to move out of it. And that's when a life coach comes in. Sometimes I tell people I'm the mediator between their current self and their future self. All I'm going to do is through one-on-one sessions, we identify these limiting beliefs that are keeping them from moving forward. They're keeping them stuck. And once those overcome, man, you know what? It's limitless. It is absolutely limitless.
I think what you said about you being the mediator between their current self and their future self is brilliant. Like, you should tagline that.
Well, thank you.
You really should, because I think in a nutshell, that is the perfect explanation of what a life coach really is. Because, you know, so often, and as you said, we get stuck in that psychology thing, in the therapy thing, and oh me, and what happened to me when I was 12, and everything. And, you know, sooner or later, you have to move forward with your life. And therapy shouldn't be a way of life. Coaching is, because it empowers you. And it moves you into that ever-present forward, because it's the only way that you can legitimately move in your life. You can't move backwards other than walking that way, but you know, living backwards, it doesn't work. So
no, and that's living stuck. And you know, you think about other therapists, like massage therapists, they're curing a dysfunction. But when you think about coaches, they're the ones who are getting the wins. They're the ones who are getting the trophies and the victories. Like, so if you take the whole word life coaching that just sounds weird for some people and just think about what a coach versus a therapist does, it shows you right there.
You know, again, you really have it in a nutshell. So I have to ask, how did you wind up transitioning from a full-time job in education to pursuing this?
So I love to tell this story because it was probably one of the most terrifying things I've ever done in my life. I was teaching, I actually was a professor at Texas A&M University, working with health and kinesiology. So I've had this passion for helping people learn more about being better. But in that sense, it was students. I was helping college students kind of navigate the waters of figuring out a degree. And then, and moms will relate, I had a baby and all of a sudden, like it was overnight, my priorities just shifted. And I never saw it coming. I had every plan in the world of being still working and doing the daycare thing. And it was because it was working for everyone else I was working with. But in my heart, not only did I have a shift of priority, like I want to be home with my kids, all of a sudden I was like, I want to serve moms. And I work exclusively with women. I mean, I could probably work with a guy. I have a heart for women and especially a big heart for moms. And I was like, I am serving all of a sudden the wrong crowd. And so I got myself a life coach, which we can go down that road. But I stopped work there, took a huge risk and a huge leap. And I'm telling you right now, I'd heard it said to me years and years, but if you're not doing something that scares you, you aren't going to make the big ripples and you're not going to feel fulfilled and live out your vision. It's got to be a little scary. And that was terrifying. But now I'm home full time with my babies. I have two now and I'm able to work during the day. That's always a juggling fun time, but I feel like I'm actually making a huge difference and a lasting impact on a lot more people.
I would have to agree. And I love the pictures that we are sharing of you and with your one child, like underneath you as you're stretching and you can see your baby growing. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It just really is. You know, it's a wonderful thing. I'm watching it happen right now. I have a 20-month-old grandson and my other son and his wife have a little girl on the way. And so Jocelyn's just starting to show, but I have the ultrasound picture on the refrigerator and we don't know her name yet, but I say to Danny, "Where's your cousin?" And he walked over, "Cousin." I'm like, "That's right, throw her a kiss," and he throws her little kisses and stuff, and it's just
it is,
you know. And I mean, I think back, by the time my son was 20 months old, I had a 2-month-old because my boys were 18 months apart. So
I've got at least one that can do some stuff.
Well, you know what? It's funny. I was a stay-at-home mom as well. And, you know, I had 10 years. But by the time my daughter left for kindergarten, you know, then I had to reinvent myself because there she was off for the day. And it was like, wow, it's been 10 years since I didn't have at least one child in tow. So
motherhood is the only job that if you're really good at it, eventually you'll be out of one, right?
Well, you know, the job of mom, it really never ends. It changes, but
okay,
you know, that
good.
Job of mom, I have a little thing that says, you know, motherhood, the only place where you can experience heaven and hell at the same time. You'll see as they get older. But now I have to ask, so did you have the people say to you, how can you quit your full-time job? What makes you think you can do that? Isn't it amazing how you think your family and friends will support you and instead they tell you you're nuts?
Oh, man. I could dig some deep holes and get myself in a lot of trouble here. But yeah, 100%. And you know, it's really funny. Like there's something to be said, like a title thing in our society, like because I had a professorship at a university, you know, like this sounds so like grand. Like, who would ever, I've had people in my family tell me, like, you must be an idiot. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, especially because I didn't have the solid business that I have right now at that time. Again, I had to quit my job to be able to do it, right? So, yeah, I had a lot of people who thought I was insane, but I had a lot of people, too, who super supported me, which, and some of the people, I'll say, if you really want to know who your friends are, quit your job or do something equally like crazy looking. And it kind of surprises me, like who I'm still in contact with today. But you know, I also had a life coach. I did.
How did that empower you taking this step with a life coach first?
Yeah. So first of all, the very first time I ever said I was going to quit my job, it came out of my mouth unexpectedly in a conversation with my life coach, because one of the things that we do as certified life coaches, and you know, that's, you'll know if you're with a good life coach if they're not doing a lot of talking and they're letting you do a lot of talking. That's how you'll know you're with a good one, if you ever want to test the waters, because they don't consult you and tell you what to do. Their job is just to pull back all those layers until they find what you really want to do. And so she had done such a good job giving me a vision and helping me define my vision for the future that in my mind there was no other choice, and that was the only way that I was able to do the thing that I was so scared to do.
Wow. Can't imagine what it is being a professor. And again, you're right, the title that you're a professor at Texas A&M, I mean, who doesn't know what Texas A&M is and stuff. So being in that prestigious position, and people don't realize that it is just a title, and as opposed mm-hmm. to making a difference that makes a difference in your life.
Right.
So, you know, for a time, this is what served you. And now this serves you as it serves others. And so it's just such a brighter idea of you and what you are doing. How is coaching women, and especially moms, different?
Yeah. So, and, you know, this kind of ties into the whole having a fancy title thing, right? So there were a lot of hold up for me at the university as a woman, a lot of things that were hard for me being a woman there, particularly in my department, which was not a lot of women. I guess in my division there was, but not larger. So there were some things that were holdups there. And that was all in the fitness industry. So a big part of what I do when I life coach, I kind of attract those women who have struggled for a long time with health, with fitness, with body image, with things like that. So one of the things that I really have to work on women first is to overcome some of these like psychosocial norms that we have and things that we've been told. So a lot of the limiting beliefs for women come up in things that like our entire culture holds as truth. And it makes it's in some ways it's difficult. In some ways it's easy because they tend to be common themes throughout, right? Like you're never going to be as good as this person because they're male. And I'm, you know, I don't want to go super down that road, but you have to say it, right? Like the woman, you're not going to go as far as this guy because he's male. And then on top of that, if you're a mom, especially moms who've chosen to stay home, we have put them at the bottom rung. So when you're talking about building a vision for a woman or a stay-at-home mom, the layers that you have to peel back to get to that vision, you know, just like I talked about earlier, are incredible. And a lot of them are things that, you know, men don't have to deal with. Women have to deal a lot more with these things that we see every day and that people hold as truths. Like if your body doesn't look this way, then there's no way you're healthy. Or if you're not, within the stay-at-home mom group, right? If you're not doing this with your kid every single day, then there's no way they're going to be thriving because you chose to stay at home with them. So it just makes for a really interesting coaching session because women have a whole different set of expectations.
Amazing, isn't it? And not for nothing, women aren't kind to each other. I'm still reeling from the Super Bowl. I'm thinking about J-Lo and Shakira and how women got online and just lambasted these women. It was insane. And yet all of those cheerleaders and they're talking what J-Lo and Shakira were wearing with Gimpy. Are you serious? Those
right.
cheerleaders are basically in bathing suits now, but that's okay. Adam Levine was fine with no shirt and his low-cut jeans. That's fine. But those two women who look like women, I'm sorry. I thought they were amazing. I thought it was a phenomenal show and I thought it was a very empowering show. But it's amazing how women are horrible can really be horrible to each other.
Yeah. You have me over here from my fitness mindset going, oh my gosh, I really hope I'm able to do that when I'm her age. Like, J-Lo,
thank you.
Incredible. Don't get me started.
No, see, I want to get you started because women need to hear this. But on that note,
yeah.
we're going to take a quick break and come back and keep talking about this because I'm really enjoying where you're at. We'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at stadiumbags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Gretchen Gegg, and we have kind of taken the gloves off when it comes to life coaching and working with moms. And I really like this. I really do. So what can somebody expect from you in this, in a one-on-one coaching session?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked this. So I like to talk about this. You know, one of the things I think we share a passion for is the idea, like, make sure as a life coach, you're trained and you're getting, you're not just like checking in with your best friend. Like, this is someone who's been trained in how to do this. So for me personally, I always do the first session with people free. Like, I do a consultation with them because I truly believe that when you get a life coach, it should be someone who's in it to serve you. And as the coach yourself, like, hey, there's times when I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I'm not going to be a good fit for you. Like, this isn't an area that I'm comfortable going, either based on some of my hangups or some of your hangups or a place, because, you know, we're all different. And just like any other industry, you should kind of test the waters and see how you fit. And then from there, usually the first thing that I do, and this is something that I think your listeners could kind of do on their own. I think it's fun to get a little freebie out of a radio show. So I do a strategy session. So I have people sit down and they go through the different areas of their life. Like, I pick 6 different areas. So I look at where they are with their, like, parenting and marriage, with their home, like, how comfortable are they? How happy are they in their home? What their finances are like? Oh gosh, I'm going to make sure I know them all. How their emotional, mental state is, what their fitness level is like. And of course, that's my specialty. And then any personal development that they're currently working on. And you yourself can go through that list and just kind of give yourself a 1 to 10. And that tells you exactly what area needs the work. And from there, we start to work on those limiting beliefs. Like, okay, what are your beliefs around this? What's holding you back? What are your thoughts? A lot of questions in the life coaching session. So you got to be ready for that.
I bet. How are small groups and online courses different from the one-on-one sessions that you do?
Okay. So I love my small groups with women. You know how we were talking earlier. So getting back that gloves off, we were talking earlier about how women tend to be like catty and unkind. I was so hesitant for a long time to put together a small group of women, but I found a place where they all can kind of get along. It's like body positive fitness coaching. And that first session, we all start talking about like our hang up from what the world tells us about how we need to look. This goes right back to that Super Bowl thing we were talking about, like, what are our hang ups? And it is so encouraging to me to find a place where we really can all have a good conversation. And, you know, Facebook isn't the place for it because I, just like you, got so frustrated after that whole Super Bowl. I just call it Super Bowl drama. But when you really sit down and, like, and I did a whole Facebook Live about this and had a couple people say stuff, but I opened up the doors for some people. I'm like, so where is that coming from? Right? So, like, if you thought it was bad or too sexual or you didn't want your kids watching it or whatever, where is that coming from? Dig deep into yourself, because once you do that, you know, no one else is going to be catty, because you're going to be being catty enough with yourself. And it's just really interesting to see how that dynamic changes and the things that you can open up there. And I think I got off track of the other half of that question.
Well, I was just wondering how the sessions are different between one-on-one and online courses and working in a group. I think it's interesting to bring up that women can be catty. So I'm sure in the group, it's got to be a great dynamic to kind of break through that barrier when those claws come out.
Right. Because the big question is, and I will always ask this, this is my favorite question as a life coach, is why? But why? And if you have to really sit there and answer, like, well, why are you thinking that? Why are you saying that? It can bring up some really uncomfortable stuff. You know, it can go really deep really fast, but I find that when we as women are willing to be vulnerable, because that's also not something that has been held as a high priority. I think Brené Brown is helping a lot of people find that side of them. But before, you know, when vulnerability was considered a weakness, that's when the cattiness would come out, because it would come out instead of vulnerability. But what I found is when women are willing to be vulnerable in front of a group, that compassionate side, that side that you see that makes a good mother, together or that makes a good friend. That side comes out when other people in the group are willing to be vulnerable, and it is powerful.
This makes me think, it really is true. We are so powerful when we're together and empowering each other and building each other up. My girlfriend the other day was so down on herself and, you know, oh, I'm this and I'm overweight. And she was just, and I just finally looked at her. I was like, you know what? How dare you talk about my friend like this?
Love it.
You know, I just cannot sit here and listen to you bash my friend that I love this much, you know? And that was the only thing I could think to say to her. It really was, Gretchen. It was the only thing I could think to say to her. That just, how dare you talk about her like that? Not even yourself, because let's take yourself out of it and just think of you as another human being. You know, sometimes, you know, I think it might help. Would you really say this to somebody else, but you say it to yourself? I think we are, the words we say to ourselves sometimes are far worse than anyone would even dream of saying. It's amazing.
So true. It is
so,
so true.
What does it take? What do you think it takes to be a life coach beyond the certification? But
so,
yes, I really think it's important.
Yeah, I was like, so there, yeah, of course, like, and you know, it does take like boots on the ground, a year of hard work and a lot of like practicing and just like any, I mean, compare it to like a college degree, you know, you're basically doing the same thing here. But it takes a heart to serve, and it takes someone who's willing to take big risks for other people, because the industry is just growing, which is a beautiful thing to watch. People are understanding more and more the importance of getting a life coach. I mean, flashback to the 80s, who had a personal trainer, right? And now everybody's got a personal trainer. That's how life coaching is becoming. But it really takes a big heart to serve, and it also takes stepping out of your desire to consult. And I can't stress this enough. It's stepping out of that desire to just tell people how you think it should be and listen to them and see where you can step in and serve them best. But there is no better feeling than seeing someone become that vision. And to me, that's, I'm working with a client right now, and she's an artist, and she has this vision for her art. And, you know, she's sending me pictures every day of her art that's selling. And it's like I sold a painting, you know, it's incredible.
Oh, how wonderful. And it must feel like you have sold a painting. It's a wonderful thing to know that you're making the difference in somebody's life, really, from listening. Because I don't know if you ever watched Grace and Frankie, which is just one of my, I love that show, but where she gets Grace to vlog, to do the video blog, just because sometimes you say the things you need to hear.
Yes.
And that, you know, I've always said to people, it's like, you know, oh, my therapist told me I shouldn't be doing this. I said, you know, I think you should get a new therapist, because your therapist's job isn't to tell you anything.
Right.
You know,
right.
It is your job to figure out. They're just a paid best friend. They're paid to listen.
Right.
And you have to work it out, you know. And so I applaud that it is so important that you say that you have to step out of your desire to explain and to, you know, control things and have that heart to serve so people can figure out what they need. So how do people get involved in one of your programs?
The easiest way to find anything that I'm doing is go to my website, of course. I've got all the kind of official information, right? GretchenGegg.com. And I'm sure that'll be in the show description, I'm guessing.
It will.
Okay. I'm like, I just totally guessed that. Good job, me. And then also on social, I really like to bring information to you on social media, because I like to use the platform for good, not just for the Super Bowl bashing. So come find me on Facebook and Instagram, and like turn on live notifications and stuff, because I do little tidbits of, I guess it's not true life coaching if you're not given anything back, but I do a lot of stuff on there to bring you more information about how to dive deep just into your own vision, into your own goals, and just learning a little bit about what drives you, because I think too many of us are stuck in just the patterns of our daily life, and we don't take that time every day, yes, every single day, to check on our goals and check on our vision and check on what we're doing. And it doesn't have to be grandiose, and it doesn't have to be world-changing. It can be something as small as, okay, my goal right now, for instance, I have a 10-week-old, my goal right now is, okay, I know I have a very young one, but part of my goal is to make sure that they have a really nurturing environment. So if I put too much on my plate in that day, I back off, you know? So I think it's really important to like find me on social, of course, for all of that. And then check out GretchenGegg.com for more information about the actual programs and especially those online courses. If you're not ready to jump in feet first to life coaching, there's still some ways on there that you can work on yourself.
Gretchen, thank you so much. I hear somebody in the background, and you know it's Word of Mom, so we love kid cameos. Anybody's got a problem with a baby in the background probably wouldn't be listening to Word of Mom Radio, so, you know,
that's
we don't care. Exactly, and, you know, that's what it's all about, and I love that you are here sharing on the Mompreneur Model Show. I just am, because it's the quintessential thing that this show is all about. It really is, and the fact that you have remorphed your life from being a professor to being a life coach because you wanted to find a way to stay home with your kids and still empower women to be their best self. As you said earlier, wait a minute, I want to read it again. Where is it? Because I wrote it down. Oh my gosh. Where did we put it? Oh, becoming
that
mentor.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The mediator between your current self and your future self. I just love it. So Gretchen, thank you so much for sharing with us. All of Gretchen's links will be live on our show page and up at Word of Mom Radio.com. So I encourage you to reach out. You can see her YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff. Gretchen, again, thank you so much for sharing here with us.
And of course, it's great.
Congratulations on the new baby.
Oh,
oh my gosh, 10 weeks old. Oh, I can just, it's so delicious. And for everyone tuning in, thank you so much for being with us here. On behalf of everyone at the Word of Mom Media Network, this is Dori DiCarlo. We thank you so much. We're closing out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.